As I have just celebrated my 7th anniversary as a priest, I thought I'd take this time to reflect on the nature of the priesthood. There's a couple of reasons why I'm doing this. The most prominent one is we don't celebrate the sacraments well. We don't recognize how valuable they are in our lives. And if I give you this chance to reflect on what the nature of the priest is, I'm hoping that it will inspire you, encourage you, help you to live well the spiritual life because of the sacrament of holy orders, because this sacrament was meant for you. The challenge we have today is so often we see the priest merely as a functionary, as an administrator. You know, the person who keeps the lights on and makes sure the building is okay and does all these things. I do a lot of that. But that's not what a priest is about. They're not administrators. And yet so much of the world sees it in that context that we can speak the words of Jeremiah from today. Terror, terror on every side. It's as if the entire world's trying to renounce the priesthood because then it gives itself freedom. But that's not where we're at. I want you to see what the priesthood is so that it can help you. It can guide you. It can be something useful for you in your lives. The first aspect of the priesthood I want to focus on is priest as celibate. This is the one that most people are challenged by. I hear time again how many people want to abolish celibacy for the priesthood. They want priests to be married. Most of the people who I've ever talked to who want married priests have actually never spent time with a priest. They just like the idea. And so in this way, I want to give you a sense of the joy of celibacy, why it's so valuable that priests are celibate. Years ago, I was on a trip with the seminarians, all of our seminarians, I was one of them at the time, to Philadelphia to visit the Pope. And as I was coming back, I took a flight from Denver to Portland. It's kind of a weird situation when you think about what happened. So I had the window seat, Father Joe Podek, who was a seminarian at the time, had the aisle seat, and a woman sat between us. Since I was a deacon at the time, I was wearing clerical attire. She started to talk to me. We had a great conversation. Then all of a sudden, she gets this coy expression on her face. And she says to me, "So how many hearts did you have to break?" And it caught me off guard for a moment. I'm like, "What?" Then it dawned on me. What she's saying is, "How many hearts did you have to break before you became a priest?" And I was like, "Wait, let's talk about this. That's not the point of it. I don't break hearts. It's not like I have all these loves and they kind of die because I want to be a priest. Quite the opposite. The nature of celibacy is actually freeing, and that's its goal. By being celibate, I am free to love fully. I'm not bound to anything. And on a very practical level, if I had a wife right now, I'd never see her. With the way my schedule is, she'd be so neglected. So it's a good thing in that level that I'm celibate. But that's not the point either. It's not the practical level that matters. The fact is this. Because I have nothing tying me, I am free to dedicate my life entirely to God. I am free to minister to you without concern. I am free to dive deeper into that spiritual life, to come to know God even more, so I may show you that route. This is part of the joy of celibacy. But more than that, as someone who's so counter to the world, like I stand in a way that's so weird, where else do you see celibates? Almost nowhere. In that way, I show you there's something more to come. This is not the end of things. I point you, which is why it's called the Sacrament of Holy Orders, I order the church to something greater to come, namely heaven. My joy of spousal union is not now, it's in the world to come. My joys, the pleasures of the world, are not now, there's something to come. I help all of you to recognize heaven is something wonderful. Heaven is something yet to come. In that way, I have one foot in the world, one foot in heaven, pointing, guiding all of you to realize there is something greater. Let's look towards it. Let's be excited for it. This is the joy of celibacy. Freedom from all that stuff, that my heart may be focused on one thing, that I may direct my life to one thing, that I may guide the entire world to see there is something greater out there than what we physically see, what we deal with on a normal basis. The second aspect of priesthood is priest as celebrant of the sacraments. This is the one you're most familiar with. You know, I get up there, I do the mass thing, maybe there's a baptism, I do the baptism thing. You're used to seeing me in that functional role as the person who does the sacraments. And as they joked about it in the Middle Ages, the hokey pokey. I wag my hands around, I do something, and ta-da, Jesus is here. No, come on, we can do better than that. That's not the way it works. As celebrant of the sacraments, yes, I have the functional role, I make it happen. Whoop-de-doo. Let's dive deeper. As celebrant of the sacraments, I'm not just doing something. I'm making a point that Jesus is doing it. I became become a visual image of Christ speaking to you. He is loving you. He wants you. And that's the sign of the sacraments. I often get asked the question, what's my favorite part of being a priest? And I always answer the same, hearing confessions. And they look at me funny. Why would you want to hear everyone's sins? Oh, come on, it's not about sins. We got to get past that. It's about grace. I give people a freedom they can get nowhere else. They have the freedom to speak about all their sins without consequence. They have a freedom to express the darkness of their life, the challenges they face, without any reprisal. I'm there to be compassionate. They have a freedom to be forgiven. Where else in the world can you be forgiven of sins? Where else can you be forgiven, period? This is an incredible grace we have. We can be forgiven. Then, the most important part of the sacrament, the one that people don't often see, is the joy of being forgiven. That's what empowers me. I don't care what your sins are. They mean nothing to me. They mean nothing to God at that point, too. But to have someone walk in the confession, burdened by sin, overcome by those challenges, and then get to leave free, that's a wonderful experience. To be able to feel the love of God come through me and embrace that person. To feel that forgiveness ebb into their lives and change the character of their soul. This is what's wonderful about that sacrament and why I love it so much and why I enjoy hearing confessions. But this also tells you why the character of the priest as celebrant of the sacrament is so important. Not only that, but when I come to Mass, I'm not here just saying words. This is where we have to challenge ourselves. The words I speak are the words of Jesus the Son spoken to the Father. I enter into the prayer of the Son to the Father, the love song that he sings in his devotion to his Father, and you get to experience that. By me saying the words, you get to experience what it's like for the Son to glorify his Father, what it's like for the Son to speak praise to the Father, what it's like for the Father to tell his beloved, I love you. That's the joy of the Mass. The Mass shows us what it's like to enter into that conversation between the Father and the Son. And you get to experience that through me. In the same way, for the priest, when he speaks the words, this is my body, this is my blood, it means more than you may think. As a man who has given my life for the sake of the church, I also can say with Christ, I have given my body, I have given my blood for your sake. These words have far more meaning than we grasp, because I am the celebrant of the sacrament, not the functionary. I stand in the person of Christ, who celebrates the sacraments. I show you a visible sign of Christ's presence among us so that you may know with certainty that God is here. He wants you, and he wants to tell you about his life and what he's done. That's the joy of the priest as celebrant of the sacraments. The third aspect is very fascinating to me. It's priest as sacrament. Over the last couple days, Bishop Vedder has been challenging the priests and seminarians who gathered for Father Kyle's ordination to recognize our dignity as a sacrament. We are a sacrament. And to help you understand that, I have a couple fun stories for you. So years ago, when I was in campus ministry, I was setting up for an event on the campus. And so I walked into the room, and there's this guy who was studying. I said to him, just so you know, we have an event at 3, but you're welcome to stay and study while I set up. And so he said, okay, and looked back at his book. He looked back up at me and said, are you a... and pointed to his neck, my collar. And he said, yes, I'm a priest. He had no language for it. He didn't know what to call me. But there's something in him that knew that that was different. That's the idea of priest as sacrament. I walk into a room and people know that I'm different. Just a couple days ago, I was walking through Winco. Well, probably fast walking, you know me. So I was cruising through Winco, and I walked into an aisle, and this woman had dropped something. So she's reaching down to pick it up, and she just looks up and sees me. She said, oh, I was about to say a swear word, but then I saw you. And I said, don't worry, I've heard them all. And then her husband said, yeah, she swears like a sailor. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, here I am. But this is a wonderful encounter for me. Here I am, and I'm showing people, without saying a word, the goodness that's out there. There's something better. They're encouraged by just the visual sign of the priest. They realize there's something greater by what I can be because I am a sacrament. I'm a visible sign of God's presence. I'm a concrete reality that when you bump into me, you bump into God. Please don't bump into me. I might fall over. But you get the sense, concrete reality of God's presence. That's a sacrament. Let's go deeper. What does it mean that the priest is a sacrament? It means that when you encounter me, you encounter Christ. When you encounter me, you encounter God's love for the world. Someone who's given his life entirely for the sake of all of you is in a direct imitation of Jesus, who did the same. This is the joy of priest as sacrament, a concrete reality that you can experience God through. What an incredible gift for the church. The challenge for us, however, is the world doesn't like it, and the world knows that priests are a sacrament. They've been trying to destroy us for generations, and yet throughout the world, if you pay attention, you'll realize that priests are being killed all the time, everywhere, including the United States. And it could kind of surprise us, but it shouldn't. Why? Because people know that the priest means they have to be different, that they have to be accountable for what's going on, that there's something greater out there that challenges them, and that's uncomfortable. They don't like it. And the devil likes it even less, because the devil knows something that we often forget. The priest does something he shouldn't be able to do. I can make new life in baptism. I can bless things, and they turn from created things to something almost supernatural. I can call down the Holy Spirit upon you. I can make bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. Who else says they can do that? But God alone. God can do that. And for the devil, that's an affront to God's majesty. How dare a human being do what God can do? He wants to protect God and say, no one else can do this but God. God has to be that way. But that's not who God is. God loves to work through us. He wants to use his humans, his creatures, to show forth himself to the world. He wants you to have a visual sign, not just guess at it and wonder, oh, is it going to happen this time? Here I am, present before you, so that you may know that God is working in me, and God is working in you, and God is present, and God loves you, and he has poured forth his grace into your life, and he wants to call you to something greater. This is the joy of priest as sacrament. As I move on from this point, I do want to pair something with this, because we often forget this too. For all of you who are sacramentally married out there, you also are a sacrament, much like me. And that's an incredible thing. As the priest gives his life for the sake of the church, so do the couple give their lives to each other. As the priest makes promises that bind him to the life of a priest, so does the married couple make vows to each other that shows committed love. As I commit myself to a life that looks to the eternity, you commit your life to a time that's here and now. I show God's love through the signs of the priest. You show it in the married couple. It's a beautiful thing. This sacrament is meant that the world may know that God is love. That God loves now, not just some future. Now. That committed love means something now. We can devote ourselves to something good now. This is the joy of marriage as a sacrament. Not just as an institution, as a sign, a concrete reality of God's love. That's how powerful these sacraments really are. So I challenge you. I challenge you to live the sacraments anew, to recognize what these things mean for us. I am here to serve you. I'm here to be used by you for your salvation. That's what I did. That's why I'm a priest. Don't just hang out in the church all day and wonder what's going on. No, I'm here and dedicated my life for your salvation, that you may know that God is present, that you may have a visual sign of his presence. Same with you who are married. Recognize you are a sign of God's love. You are a sign of commitment. You are a sign of how much God cares about us. So let's live these things anew. Let us come to experience the sacraments in a new way, that they may enrich us, empower us, help us to know God's presence, and recognize that he has come to save us.